We are here for people in the neighborhood. Rhea here with us. Riley on the phone with us. Good morning, Riley.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good now, morning.
You brought another object lesson for us this morning. And so what do we have here?
So you have a first aid kit that I put together last night. It goes along with our camp for next week, which is emergency responder.
Wow.
And so all week we're going to be talking about emergency responder departments all across Pierre, safety protocols, and we even have people coming in from different emergency responder departments to talk with the kids, to do activities with the kids, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
I tell you what, when it comes down to it, I mean, first aid is so incredibly important for so many things, and of course our first responders too. Such an incredible serving job that they do. As far as what's in the first aid kit, of course we have the vinyl or latex gloves. These are vinyl, aren't they?
They're vinyl.
Yeah, they are vinyl. And then also bandages. We have gauze pads and sterile strips and all of that. So I mean it's a great starter for a first aid kit. And we're going to be teaching all of that. Now, how do kids get registered for this and find out more?
They can go to our website and sign up there. We have 6 spots open still for the camp, so you want to hurry up and get signed up.
Okay, so now we are doing these in person again.
We are doing these in person again. Okay. Yes, we're excited. We're actually moving forward with our reopening plan. Finally!
Huzzah!
I can't believe that. I know. We had it all figured out 3 weeks ago and we were ready to roll it out. And then cases went up. I'm like, nah, let's hold off with that. But now finally, we have our camps back in person. We still have, obviously, some protocols in place. So there's lots of hand washing and sanitizing. Kids don't share supplies but have their own.
Mm-hmm.
We are outside with them, so we still have all of those in place. But in addition to having our camps now in person, we also are moving forward to actually reopening our exhibit hall after 4 months. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Right. Has it been 5 months now already?
It's been March.
It's
been too long. Yeah.
It's been way too long. So yeah. What we're doing is this Saturday, we are starting with a members-only week where all of our members can set an appointment. So right now we're limiting our exhibit hall to 25 people at one time, which means that, unfortunately, you can stop by. But what I would recommend is that you make sure that we have not more than 25 in our exhibit hall and you can actually come visit. You go online, sd-discovery.org. And you book your visit.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have your time slot. You know exactly when you're going to visit. And you can buy your tickets online. So already pay for them. For members, they're free anyways. But just go through the motions so that your tickets are safe for you. And then you come in. Bring your mask. We ask people that.
Right.
Adults to wear their masks. And that's it. So this week, Saturday to next Friday for members only. And then on August 8th, that's our big day, we're going to open back up for the public. And on the weekends, you can book a birthday party. And the really cool thing about the birthday parties right now, not for us, but for our visitors, is when you book a birthday party, you're going to be the only group in the Discovery Center. You will have the museum to yourself.
Yeah, normally you would have to probably pay for something like that. But yeah, this is an exclusive thing. So, well,
it
great.
Is.
Great, and what a great time to get a membership for the family, too.
It is, exactly. So again, everything, all of that you can do online. When you go to our front page, the links are there for everything. So you can sign up for the membership and right away get your tickets for this week, for this coming week. Or you wait another week and then everyone can come in.
And Rhea, now we've talked about this, too. The membership that you get to the Discovery Center is
a bargain.
It is a bargain. Well, it's a super bargain, especially if you're doing any traveling, which, you know, people are going to start doing again. And you start heading to places like Omaha or to Minneapolis or anything like
that. Even within South Dakota, there are museums that are part of the ASTAC passport program. ASTAC is the Association of Science and Technology Centers. Every member of that organization worldwide, it's not just in the States, it's worldwide, gives incentives for the members. So usually you get in for free. With your membership here at the Discovery Center, you get in with any other Aztec member for free in those museums.
Well, like I said, it worked with us in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. And our yearly membership at the Discovery Center
probably paid for that visit.
Well, yeah,
right?
it was less than just the whole family to get in for that one day
up
there. I
know. There's a lot of museums that are huge. And, I mean, you get a lot for that money. But, entry fees can be pretty expensive.
Yeah, it really can. So, Riley, here we are again with the first aid kit. Go ahead and give us the information again about what is going to be coming up and how kids can get signed up for it.
Yeah, so to get signed up, you can go to sd-discovery.org. That's our website. And what we have coming up next week is our emergency responder camp, where kids are going to learn all about first aid techniques. They're going to get to meet different emergency responder departments from around our area. So we have Highway Patrol, somebody from Avera, the fire department, and the Civil Air Patrol. And they're going to come on different days throughout the week, and they're going to have a lot of fun with the kids. They're going to do activities. They're going to teach them about what they do, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
All right. It sounds like a whole lot of fun, and not only do the kids get information, but they might also find out what they want to do with the rest
of
their lives.
Oh, of course. That is the point of our camps. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's 4 days camp, and we have four different departments. So every day there's a different department, and you can figure out what they're doing. And those are amazing people that are coming and helping us out. So we're really grateful for all of those partners. The camp is for middle schoolers next week, right, Riley?
Yes, it is for middle schoolers.
Right.
So grade 6 through 8 for next week, and it's going to be an exciting one.
Okay, Rhea, now let's turn our attention now to, we're already starting to look. This is insane how fast this summer went. let's talk about what are the plans for later on this summer and then in the fall?
So, again, I mentioned August 8th is our big day. August 8th is when we open to the public, but August 8th is also a fundraiser. We have the Dueling Duo again. We did that last year.
Right.
So that is Andy and Rhino. The folks, they're absolutely amazing. They are fantastic musicians and fantastic entertainers. Mm-hmm. And they're going to come to Drifters next Saturday, August 8th. And they're going to duel the heck out of pianos. That's what they're going to do.
And entertain the heck out of you, too.
And entertain the heck out of us, exactly. So that is a fantastic night and a fundraiser for us. So this is our last push for our endowment campaign.
Okay.
So we really appreciate everyone's support. If you want to come, what we do, we have a couple of measures in place. First of all, it's outside at Drifters. If weather is terrible and we can't be outside, we are in the event center at Drifters, but mm-hmm. we make sure that we don't sell more tickets than what they're social distancing protocol inside allows.
Right.
So there are a limited number of tickets. And what we do, we don't sell individual tickets, but we sell tables so that you can select the people that you're social distancing with.
Okay.
We say tables of 4 or tables of 8. Again, sddiscovery.org. sd-discovery.org is your place to go and check that out if you want a ticket for that. And then the way that it goes, they have their two pianos up on stage. You request a song, and they'll play it, no mm-hmm. matter what it is. And it's really entertaining. It's a lot of fun. And what we also do is a live dessert auction at that night. So you can come out. It starts at 8:30 at night. So you come there after dinner. You sit around. You have some drinks. It's 21 plus.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have lots of vendors from town have donated desserts. So that's going to be the big surprise, what desserts are going to be there.
Right.
And if you're in the mood for it, you just do a bit, and it's going to be lots of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, thanks for coming in and talking with us again this morning. We really appreciate it. It's fun having you guys coming in on Tuesdays. I look forward to it. And best of luck with this program again. And website, how do folks get find out more?
sd-discovery.org. And you can also find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter and on Instagram. We're everywhere. And obviously, you can always call with questions at 224-8295.
All right. So there we go. People in the neighborhood in the South Dakota Discovery Center, Rhea and Riley, thank you so much for stopping in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.